I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. You remember the devastating news from a small Canadian town last July? A runaway train carrying crude oil derailed in sleepy Lac Mégantic, causing a massive explosion. 47 people died, and half the downtown was destroyed in the blast. Tomorrow, for the first time since the summer, a freight train will again rumble through town. Andy Blatchford is a reporter with the Canadian Press. He visited Lac Mégantic.
People in the town understand that trains are a key part of the local economy, but at the same time, there's definitely a concern. For now, I guess it'll only be non-dangerous goods, things like wood and dry goods that will be running through the town, and the trains will be moving much slower. But I think it's still a reminder of what happened in a town that's still grieving.
I mean, even with those restrictions on what the trains will be carrying, the mayor of Lac Mégantic, Colette Roy-Laroche, has sought assistance from federal and provincial governments, I understand, to move the trains away from the downtown.
There are studies underway. It's hard to tell how much such a project will cost, but there's definitely a lot of people in the town that want to see that happen. They don't want the trains to continue to go through town. So they are looking, I think it's in the very early stages, but they are looking at a bypass. The area around Lac Mégantic is quite hilly, which I think could make it more problematic and much more costly. So I think it's still very early, but this is what the mayor would like, and also many people in town would like to see in the coming years.
What is left of the part of Lac Mégantic that was most severely damaged in these train explosions and derailment?
Well, right now, I mean, there wasn't much left after the initial explosions, just basically foundations of buildings. And right now, the railway that goes through that part of town has been rebuilt, but around it, in those areas that were hit, it's basically just a large construction site. You know, this is the old downtown, so it was a strip of storefronts, and now it's basically just piles of earth, and there are backhoes and dump trucks trying to work on decontaminating the site, which obviously received millions of liters of oil, and also preparing to build new buildings and a new park.
I gather there's some counselors, psychological counselors, coming in to assist residents. What's their goal?
There are grief counselors in town, and I spoke to the head of the local team there, and they want to put them in strategic locations around the town where there are level crossings or probably areas closer to where the tracks pass neighborhoods and homes, and they just want to be on the ground. They said they want to be on the ground, both people most likely will want to come out and see this train as they start to roll through, so it just gives the local someone to speak to. There are still a lot of people in the town that are going through this grieving process, so this could be a difficult moment for them.
Andy Blatchford, a reporter with the Canadian Press, telling us about his visit to Lac Mégantic in Quebec last week, a town where trains will begin running again tomorrow. Andy, thanks for your time.